could you tell our listeners what your book is about and what motivated you to write it?
Yeah, so I grew up in Kentucky, and when I was 18 years old, I couldn't leave the state fast enough. I that was probably about the only reason I tried at all in high school, and I wanted to leave. And since then, I've moved around a lot, Ohio, New York, Costa Rica, Iowa, Texas, and ended up in Oregon. All of a sudden, I was in my mid-30s, and I just felt this real desire to move back to Kentucky. I'd become married and kind of established a life away from the state, and I missed it. And it was a strange feeling for me. I've been back a lot in the years since, and briefly spent time here, but I just kind of wanted to understand why I wanted at that moment so much to move back to Kentucky and to kind of uproot my current life in Oregon and have my wife move back with me here. And so I just started to explore that idea, and somehow it turned into a book. I mean, it wasn't intended as a book when I set out.
I understand that you're in the middle of your tour right now. Where are you now, and who is accompanying you?
Right now, I'm lonely. It's just me in the car. I had a friend with me for the first few days, and I've had some family members pick up on certain days. I'm driving between Cadiz, Kentucky, down in Trigg County right now, up to Henderson, Kentucky, where I'm meeting a library group. So.
And how is your tour going so far? I know there's some places that you said you may be the only one there. What are some of the most bizarre places that you've hosted some of these book readings?
The Herald Leader wrote about it, and it kind of changed it in terms of people showing up. So the first sort of moment that I realized I'd bitten off a little more than I had expected was I was on top of High Bridge in Jessamine County, kind of on the train tracks there, just kind of doing a reading, and I had set up a video camera to capture it. And a guy was waving to me from the road below, and he yelled up, "Are you Jesse?" And I kind of scrambled down the bank and met him, and the guy named Doug McLaren and his wife, Mary, were there, and I talked to them for a while. And I'd say at about a half of what I was calling my side of the road stops, or like things that aren't, you know, through a historical society or a library or a bookstore or a university, that people have been there. And that's been the most kind of heartwarming part of the trip. I kind of expected, for the most part, just to be reading to crickets. I don't know. There was a certain intention to it, that if you're going to write all about Kentucky, you should visit every single inch of the state or to the degree possible and share the book. So there's been a lot of interesting places. I mean, I read in Egypt, Kentucky, and the descendants of the family I had written about in that section showed up to the cemetery and heard me read. I mean, just today I was at the Robert Penn Warren birthplace, and I read at a church in Hopkinsville that didn't know I was coming, and I met a couple of the assistant pastors there and a parishioner, and they kind of showed me around this church in Hopkinsville that's really beautiful, the Methodist church there. And the weirdest place is in Owsley County. I tried to find a sculpture of Abraham Lincoln that's hidden away in a woodland. There's no markers to it, and it's in a kudzu overgrown forest, and you basically just have to hunt through 3 acres to see if you can find this sculpture that was made during the Great Depression by an itinerant who was traveling through. And it's a full-size, 6'4" sculpture of Abraham Lincoln, and I couldn't find it. I spent about an hour and 15 minutes working through poison ivy and kudzu, and there was probably a tick somewhere on me right now. That one was kind of fun and sort of strange, but honestly, every day brings a new adventure for me. And I stayed in a jail cell in Bardstown, not because I was arrested, but because there's a historic, the jail has been turned into a bed and breakfast, so I stayed in that. I thought it'd be funny on Halloween night to stay in the jail cell, so I did that.
And you're in Western Kentucky now. Have you been to Western Kentucky before, or how often have you been to Western Kentucky?
I don't know that I've been to all the counties in Western Kentucky. I mean, I'll be able to say that at the end of this trip. But as a region, it's the region of Kentucky that probably gets romanticized or known the least, you know. I think Eastern Kentucky gets romanticized, and Central Kentucky has the horses and the bluegrass and that whole thing. And then Western Kentucky, which is kind of beautiful in its own whole separate thing, I think it's maybe less known or talked about in the world outside of Kentucky, right?
So what is it that makes these counties stand out? You know, you talk about each county in your book. There's a passage for each county. So what is it that you focus on when you're writing about those counties in rural areas?
So the book just takes like a little bit, you know, it just makes a little reference to each county. So those references sometimes are based in the history of the county. So I just read in Christian County, which is at this Hopkinsville Church. And in that section, I actually just kind of use a lot of biblical references and just make a play on the name Christian County. And so it's a little bit less specific reference to the history of the county itself. It kind of depends. Up there in Callaway County, I just make a reference to Cleanse Brooks. He was a literary critic who was from there. I took a little bit of knowledge from him that I liked and used that as that sort of section in the book. It's kind of a strange little book. The book and this tour, I think of as almost two separate projects. The book is, it's not meant for people to just pick up and flip to the county and read it. It's meant to be a narrative that starts on page one and ends on page 250 or however many pages are in the book. And then this tour idea, it really came up because I think a lot of times when writers come through Kentucky, they go to maybe Louisville, Lexington, maybe they come to one of the universities like Murray, and then they kind of continue on to Nashville and Mississippi, and there's certain stops along the road. And I feel like all these other places, these places in between, get kind of, not so much left behind, that they're just kind of like ignored. They aren't spots where people go. And so I kind of became charmed by the idea of, and it's separate from the book, but just going to all those places, that if I was going to write about the 120 counties, then I should make a good faith effort to go to all those 120 counties.
That was Jesse Donaldson, Kentucky native and author, who is touring all 120 counties reading from his new book titled On Homesickness.